It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea. Among many questions, one question in the shooting of Georgia Tech student Scout Schultz is whether Officer Tyler Beck really needed to use lethal force to control the situation. Reveal News took an in-depth look at officer training in Georgia following another fatal shooting, the death of Derry Touchstone in 2015 in Arlington, Georgia.
We reviewed training records from every law enforcement officer in the state of Georgia. It's remarkable how little of their training is devoted to de-escalation. It accounted for about 1% of all the training hours over the last 5 years.
A Georgia University System spokesperson says that most of its campus officers are trained to deal with mentally ill suspects. They're trained with the GBI's crisis intervention training, though Beck, the officer in this particular incident, the shooting of Scout Schultz at the Georgia Tech campus, the officer Beck there was not trained. As recently as last year, the state of Georgia required no de-escalation training for officers at all. In February, the state mandated a new requirement, one hour of training. With me now is Derek Collins, CEO of the Diversion Center, which trains officers in de-escalation tactics. Hi, Derek.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing all right. Have you seen the video that shows the shooting of Scott Schultz?
Yes, I did.
Scott Schultz. Let me go ahead and just recap that for people who haven't seen it or haven't heard the details. Again, Scout Schultz, a student at Georgia Tech, calls 911 and reports a person waving a knife or potentially a gun on campus. And then, we have that phone call, that 911 phone call that Scout Schultz made. Let's listen to it.
Georgia Tech Police, how can I help you?
Hey, I'm over at West Village. It looks like there's somebody like skulking around outside. Looks like he's got a knife in his hand. I think he might have a gun on his hip.
Okay, West Village.
Looks like he might be drunk or something.
Give me a description of he, sir.
Got long blonde hair, white t-shirt, jeans.
So after inviting police officers to the scene, Scout Schultz then apparently brandished what police were calling a knife. It turned out to be sort of a multi-tool that had a short little pocket knife attached to it. Scout Schultz walks toward an officer rather slowly, it looks like, from the video, shouting, "Shoot me, shoot me, shoot me." And eventually the officer obliges, shoots three times. Scout Schultz is dead. As you look at that video, Derek Collins, how do you think that the police handled it?
In my personal opinion, I think they could have handled it in a different way. They did not have to shoot Mr. Schultz. They could have not drawn their weapons, number one, and they need to recognize the difference between danger and fear.
Recognize the difference between danger and fear. Interesting. We'll come back to that. I'll just point out that Scout Schultz identified as gender non-binary and preferred the gender-neutral pronouns they, them. I'll, for myself, try to keep to that. So the difference between danger and fear, what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is basically I could be afraid of a dog, and I do not have to kill this dog. But if a dog is attacking me, that's a dangerous situation. Therefore, I can protect myself and potentially kill the dog if it's trying to kill me. That's a dangerous situation.
Right.
Also, a fearful situation is someone who is scared of public speaking. Now, I don't have a chance of dying if I give a public speech. But if someone's trying to attempt to kill me while I'm giving a public speech, that is a dangerous situation.
But Scout Schultz could have theoretically killed an officer with that knife. This was a potentially deadly situation for the officer, was it not?
Not in my opinion. Think about this. Correctional officers de-escalate situations all the time and do not use deadly force. If you could do it in a prison facility, you can do it on the street as well. There's people with knives, weapons, and other means of harming an officer. And once again, also they had backup. In mm-hmm. that situation from the video I watched, if it was me in the situation and someone is approaching me with a tool and I have three other officers around me backing me up and just walking towards me, I could back up. I could remove my weapon and try to talk to the gentleman and try to present myself as a friend instead of an enemy, because when we're going through a mental health crisis or a flight scenario, if someone's waving a gun at me, I'm going to be either run away or going to defend myself. And right. he wasn't, from what I understand, he probably wasn't mentally stable at the time of the incident. So therefore, I would approach it in a different manner.
Georgia Tech police have said that they don't carry tasers. Tasers were not available in a situation like this. They did have pepper spray. Is that an option that they might have reached for?
Absolutely. They should have definitely had tasers. They have also, there's other physical de-escalation tactics that they could have used and could have implemented. But if they don't receive this training, they wouldn't know how to implement it.
Well, like what? I mean, physically, how do you restrain a person who is brandishing a knife? Do you pull out your baton and try to knock the knife out of the hand? Is that something that you're trained to do?
There's some physical tools that they could use if they wanted to, just using their arms, their body, and it's hard for me to describe over the radio, but
sure.
there's some ways to do that. There's some like karate moves that they implement in de-escalation training to help subdue someone who is carrying a weapon.
Is the issue that, you know, most police officers in the United States carry a gun? That's not true in other countries, such as in the UK. When you carry a gun, is it sort of a, when you have a hammer, every problem looks like a nail sort of situation? When you have a gun, you're just more likely to default to using it.
Yes, you have to be careful with that, because I was told recently in a firearm training class that I took over the weekend that you do not pull out of your firearm unless you plan on using it, and that comes from a retired police officer.
Right.
And
do you think that's good advice?
In my opinion, yes. Every situation is not a dangerous situation. We have to know the difference yeah. between danger and fear, and sometimes, unfortunately, our officers don't know the difference between a dangerous situation and a fearful situation. They equate fear with danger, and we have to be careful of that.
That's Derek Collins, de-escalation trainer and CEO of the Diversion Center. Really appreciate your insights in this case, Derek. Thank you.
Thank you.